Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Jurors have recommended the death penalty for a Kansas man convicted of killing four people. The Franklin County jury recommended the sentence for 30-year-old Kyle Flack, who was convicted last week of capital murder in the deaths of 21-year-old Kaylee Bailey and her 18-month-old daughter, Lana. He was also convicted of premeditated first-degree murder for killing 31-year-old Stephen White and second-degree murder for killing 30-year-old Andrew Stout. Prosecutors say it's unclear what led to the shootings. The adult bodies were found at the farm, while the child's body was found in a suitcase floating in a creek. The wildfire that started last week in Oklahoma and spread into Kansas, burning 574 square miles, is now mostly contained. The heaviest damage is in Barber County. The Kansas Department of Agriculture says damage to livestock, fencing, water systems, and stockpiled hay will be in the millions of dollars. A meeting is planned for Wednesday in Medicine Lodge to help connect farmers and ranchers with federal assistance. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to understand this whole dating app thing. You're supposed to swipe right for the profiles you're into and left for the ones you're not. So if I'm attracted to a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain at Motel 6, I'd swipe right, right? Or was it left? Wait, I just sent myself a picture of myself. 6'3"? Yeah, right. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $22.99. Or for higher mileage vehicles, upgrade to Valvoline Max Life High Mileage and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The agriculture officials are trying to assess losses from a wildfire that burned over 400,000 acres in Kansas and Oklahoma. The Kansas Department of Agriculture says the damage to livestock, fencing, water systems, and stockpiled hay will be in the millions. The Oklahoma Forestry Service says the state lost about 600 head of cattle and 1,000 round bales of hay. Also, the fire destroyed 16 homes in Oklahoma and Kansas. The Kansas Livestock Association is collecting money for fence repairs. Thousands of miles of fencing has burned, and it will cost $11,000 per mile to replace it. It was a wild ride last night through two Harvey County towns, and it ended with an arrest. Harvey County Sheriff's officers tried to pull over a driver with a suspended license, but he refused to pull over. The man then led law enforcement on a chase through Newton and Heston, then back to Newton, before law enforcement used stop sticks to end the chase on Old Highway 81. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Nebraska lawmakers have reached a compromise on a property tax package aimed at farm and ranch land owners. A watered-down version of the bill won first-round approval yesterday after more than 6 hours of debate. Some lawmakers initially opposed the measure, arguing that it would create budget hardships for the state next year and complaining that it does nothing for the people who don't work in agriculture. Authorities say a pickup driver was killed in a collision with a semi-trailer in south central Nebraska. Officials with the Hall County Sheriff's Department says the accident occurred around 8:30 yesterday morning, about 2.5 miles south of Cairo, at the intersection of Airport Road and Nebraska Highway 11. Officials say 80-year-old Arthur Klinkacek was pronounced dead at the scene. Part of the Wilkinson Wildlife Management Area in Platte County has been closed temporarily because 3 whooping cranes are using the area. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey, here's a stunner. Ford F-Series is America's best-selling brand of trucks again. You mean the same brand that's been America's favorite since your dad had hair is number one again? Yeah, who could have seen that coming? And it wasn't even close. What's kept Ford F-Series on top for 39 years straight? Game-changing innovation, pal. Like the high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy in the F-150. You may have noticed the competition came up short again. Understandable, seeing how its aluminum alloy helps make F-150 stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever before. And the innovation doesn't stop there. F-150 also offers features like available Pro Trailer Backup Assist that makes slipping your trailer into tight spaces as easy as slipping a bratwurst into a bun. Ford F-Series, F-150, Super Duty, making every other truck brand history.
Classes, full-size pickups, and already 500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation. EPA estimated fuel economy rating of 19 City, 26 Highway, 22 combined MPG. 2.7 liter EcoBoost V6 4x2. Actual mileage will vary.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday. The Public Works Administrator advised significant firearm damage to signs throughout the county. A consultant engineer at the meeting suggested putting the question on the ballot, charging an additional levy for replacing signs to get people's attention to the excessive firearm damage. He's not seen this much damage to signs in any other county in the state. Agency on Aging Director Patrick O'Neill met to discuss the possible regionalization of dispatch through ATA bus in Manhattan. He informed a transportation grant with KDOT was approved as requested. County commissioners voted not to participate in the regionalization upgrade of the dispatch service and have dispatch done in-house. Public Works Administrator advised the closing of a structure on State Line Road in Balderson Township bordering Gage County that will be replaced with a tube on a 50-50 cost share basis with Gage County. Commissioners again discussed crack sealing proposal from Hossfeld Paving of Wymore. A motion was approved to crack seal the 12.5 miles of blacktop on the Yokito and Indian Roads. County commissioners approved a donation of $500 for barbed wire and fence posts to Comanche and Barber counties for their fire relief fund. Washington County commissioners met Monday. A representative with the Kansas Division of Emergency Management outlined the county coordinator position, recommending the coordinator position be full-time and report directly to the Board of County Commissioners. He recommended against sharing a coordinator with another county because in the event of a disaster, the coordinator may not be able to fulfill obligations to Washington County if employed by another county, which also may be affected by the disaster. A retirement plaque was presented to Deb Svoboda, Emergency Management Coordinator. County Commissioners met with Tiffany Heyman, approving a motion to pay Heyman $21 an hour, which is the base salary for the county health administrator position. Washington County Storm Spotters meeting will be April 5th, beginning at 6 p.m. at the First National Bank meeting room in Washington. Free days at the landfill in Washington County will be April 28th and 29th, with a half day on April 30th. The county attorney presented a tax abatement plan for Marshall County. Washington County is currently reviewing the plan. The county attorney indicated she would forward the plan to the county commissioners for their review. Washington County Airport board members met to discuss options available for housing additional planes at the Washington County Airport. They suggested allowing airplane owners the option of building a hangar on Washington County's land and issuing a lease agreement with the airplane owners, whereby the owners would lease the land from the county and be responsible for utilities and taxes. No decision was made. Nemahal County Commissioners met Monday and discussed possible installation of an access road at the Nemahal Valley Community Hospital. The month of April was proclaimed as Fair Housing Month in Nemahal County.
The city of Frankfort has completed the water system repairs, and they have lifted the boil water hoarder in the Frankfort community. Again, the water system is back to operating normal, and the boil water advisory has been lifted in the Frankfort community. Ruth Alice Kaufman, age 83, formerly of Home, Kansas, passed away March 19th. Graveside service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Home Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ruth Kaufman.
Roseanne Rose Johnson Reese, age 57, of Pawnee City, passed away Thursday. Graveside service Saturday, 3 p.m. at the Pawnee City Cemetery. Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Rose Johnson. Jerry Pillard, age 70, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Funeral Mass Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial of the Church Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jerry Pillard. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pizza, salad, pineapple, and a cookie. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, beautiful weather expected as we head into the weekend, as we're going to see a high pressure system overhead, which is going to bring us sunny skies, temperatures back up into the 60s, even into the 70s as we head into Sunday, and pretty much seeing an overall dry period all the way into, it looks like, the early parts of next week. Throughout the rest of this Friday for the first day of April, overall pretty nice weather, just a slight chance for some rain showers as we head into the afternoon. So looking at the forecast in a bit more detail throughout the rest of this Friday, like I just said, a slight chance of rain, otherwise sunny, high in the lower 50s, breezy out there, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight clear, low near 31, winds will be breezy and gusts as high as 20. Saturday, sunny skies, warmer, high as 62. For Saturday night, mostly clear with a low near 38. Sunday, mostly sunny and breezy, warmer at 77. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Trace amount of precipitation this morning in Marysville. Average high temperature late March 62, record high on this date 85 in 1943. The average low 38, record low is 14 in 1964. Sunset this evening 7:46, sunrise in the morning at 7:07. Clear skies 35 degrees, winds out of a northwest, barometer at 29.93 inches, relative humidity 82%. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, April 1st. It's April Fool's. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock town bred heifer sale on Wednesday, April the 6th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. This sale will feature over 1,000 head of spring calving cow-calf pairs, fall bred heifers, bred cows, fall bred cows with big calves by side. Also selling will be four Limflex and two black Simmental bulls. First calf heifer pairs include 55 choice Hereford first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60 day old black white face calves by side. We'll have 320 fancy Angus black white face and red Angus first calf heifers. These all have calves by side. Many will be AI sired. We'll have 140 choice black and black white face fall calving 2 and 3 year old heifers with big September November calves by side. 110 choice Angus and Sim Angus fall calving cows. They'll be bred for September October calves. Plus 135 black, black-white face, and red-white face fall-bred heifers for September-October calving. Plus many more cow-calf pairs of all ages and breeds. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, April the 6th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 1-800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. corn growers expected to plant 93.6 billion acres of corn this year. That according to the Prospective Plantings Report released yesterday by USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. If the government prediction holds true, this season will mark the first increase in corn acres since 2012 and the third largest corn acreage since 1944. Driven by the expectations of higher returns in 2016 compared to other crops, corn growers in 41 of the 48 contiguous states expect to either maintain or increase the number of acres they plant to corn. Farmers surveyed from Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, and North Dakota plan to increase their corn acreage by 400,000 or more acres this year. Soybean growers plan to plant 82.2 million acres, less than 1% decrease from last year. Louisiana, Minnesota, and Mississippi expect to reduce their soybean acres by some 200,000 or more this year. Now, despite the overall reduction in acreage, farmers in North Dakota, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin expect to see record high soybean acres in their states. Other findings in the report show all wheat planted area for 2016, 49.6 million acres, down 9% from 2015. Winter wheat planted area, 36.2 million acres. That's down 8% from a year ago. Sorghum growers intend to plant 7.22 million acres in 2016. Now, that is down 15% from 2015. Kansas and Texas are the leading sorghum producing states. They account for 74% of the expected U.S. acreage. You can find the full report at nas.usda.gov. With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. Congress returns from spring recess next week to a hostile political climate. Little room for any legislative work before the summer presidential conventions. America's largest farm group is not giving up on getting Congress to move bills, including spending measures, limits on federal agency overregulation, and a stalled GMO food labeling bill when Congress returns to Capitol Hill. Farm Bureau Executive Director Dale Moore does concede, though, some action may have to wait in favor of planting political seeds this year to spur future action.
Kind of taking advantage, if you will, of this being an election year, being a presidential election year, getting some of those kinds of issues out on the table so that members, while they may not act on them this year, something that Congress, you know, can have in the back of their mind, hopefully even farther toward the front of their mind. What are we going to be looking at next year?
Moore says it will be very tough to get a voluntary GMO food labeling bill moving again. That bill stalled in the Senate in March. Turning our attention to soil temperatures across the region, a little cooler soil temperatures this morning as of 7 a.m. The northwestern two-thirds of Nebraska, including the panhandle, 36, 37, and 38 degrees. The southwestern one-third in the low 40s, 41 to 43 degrees. Pretty much the same story for Kansas. Northwestern, two-thirds of the state, low 40s, 41, 42, and 43 degrees. The southeastern corner picks up at 45 to 46 degrees. And the panhandle of Oklahoma and the northern tier of counties across the Sooner State, the panhandle sits exactly at 42 degrees on all three counties. The remainder of the northern tier of counties across Oklahoma, 46 and 47 degrees. 4-inch soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. this morning. Ag News Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network.
Abilene Machine understands the unique challenges you face. To be successful in farming, you must overcome tough obstacles, and so must your parts. Abilene Machine's Farm Tough trademark describes the type of ag replacement parts you can expect to receive from them. Abilene Machine's ag parts are made by people who know what you need and what you expect to meet farm tough challenges. Visit Abilene Machine at abilenemachine.com for 24-hour ordering or call 1-800-255-0337.
We take care of animals because that's our job, because that's what's right. That's just the first thing that we think of when we get up in the morning. What do the animals need? People need to know that we do everything we can to produce a healthy and safe product. My family has raised livestock since 1882. If they weren't doing things right, we wouldn't have survived as long as we have.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry and currently the most underpaid industry, agriculture. Well, let's talk about those grain prices and why they are so low and why they might go up. The one factor that might make a difference after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
With grain futures at the Chicago Board of Trade at multi-year lows, $3.50 for corn, $4.50 for wheat, $8.50 for beans, we're wondering what is going to change this. Certainly, a softer dollar changes it temporarily, but the one thing that will change grain prices, make them go up? Weather. Here's Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor.com in Bloomington, Illinois.
And you know, it's a who knows at this particular point, but when I look at some of the technical attributes in the markets, I can build a case easily from the technical side of it. We're going to see a $4.50 corn or maybe something close to a $10 bean.
Of course, there are other factors, including this one report that we've seen of importing Argentine wheat into the United States. Dale?
Well, a lot of that has to do with the fact that we're talking about importing feed wheat. That's what's coming in. And if you look at where our corn crop was last year, we were shorter in the eastern part of the Corn Belt. So to get corn clear down to the southeast, I got to pull out of the western Corn Belt. And it's really this transportation cost that really is creating that opportunity down there. And they tend to be feed deficit as it is because of the pork and the poultry that are raised down in the south and the southeast. And it's a whole lot easier, a whole lot cheaper to load a boat in Argentina and bring it up water and load it in Wilmington than to try to rail from Iowa, especially down through the Smoky Mountains and get it down into North Carolina. And for a lot of people who aren't familiar, we think about railroads straight shot down to New Orleans. Going into the southeast is not so easy.
Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor says there is no reason to get really bullish about grain prices. And as for something dramatic that would temper enthusiasm for higher prices, what would that be, Dale?
Good weather and big crops. No doubt about it. You know, I mean, when we're sitting here going into the mix with a 2 billion or close to a 2 billion corn carry-in, when we're going to be going into the new crop bean construction with a carry-in that's going to be give or take 450 million, close to a billion of wheat. You know, if we have another good crop on top of these, it creates a real weight that the market's going to have to carry. So it does say everything is not all rosy necessarily. And on the flip side, if we're going to get those higher prices, it's probably because of weather. So you've got to plan for that contingency too.
Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor.com. Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunny skies as we turn the calendar to April. It's April Fool's. 35 degrees this morning. Highs only around 50 on tap for today. Warm up into the weekend, topping 60 on Saturday. Middle 70s by Sunday.
This is the Sports Report for Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. The Wichita Wingnuts are bringing back one of the most productive hitters in team history for the 2016 season, as they announced yesterday that veteran outfielder Brent Cleveland has been re-signed. Wingnuts baseball begins May 19th at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Congratulations to Bill Self. He is the Associated Press Coach of the Year. Self led Kansas to the number one ranking in the final weekly poll and its 12th straight Big 12 title. The Jayhawks were overall number one seed in the NCAA tournament and lost to Villanova in the regional final. The Kansas State track and field team will head west for its second outdoor meet of the season as it travels to Inglewood, California, to compete in the UCLA Legends Invitational at Drake Stadium today and tomorrow. That will be the first time that K-State will travel to compete in the UCLA Legends Invitational. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you're in the oil and gas industry, you feel the effects of low oil and natural gas prices. However, prices are not your only barrier. That's why it's imperative that your membership continues with the Kansas Independent Oil and Gas Industry.
Yes, my name is Craig Pangburn, and I'm the president of TNC Manufacturing and Operating Inc. here in Great Bend, Kansas. Our business is actually 19 years old, and we've been a member for 19 years. They are the voice for everybody. We're not just here at the state level, but also at the federal level.
It's vital that Kansas oil and gas producers have a strong voice in Topeka and Washington at all times on every issue critical to your success. The challenges facing the industry continues to grow in numbers and complexity. Your membership helps you be an important part of Cayuga's voice and allows you to receive information that keeps you competitive and current on industry issues and trends. Help make a difference. Become or stay a Cayuga member today. Get details in your application at Cayuga.org.
The Kansas City Chiefs have signed Charcandrick West to a three-year extension and fellow running back Spencer Ware to a two-year extension yesterday, solidifying their backfield alongside Jamaal Charles. West started nine games and ran for 634 yards and four touchdowns last season, while the more physical Ware started two games and ran for 403 yards and six touchdowns. In the NBA, LeBron James scored 24 points and moved past Dominique Wilkins to 12th place on the NBA's career scoring list last night. James is likely to pass Oscar Robertson, who scored 26,710 career points for 11th place tonight when the Cavs play in Atlanta. The Cleveland Cavaliers took a 2.5-game lead over idle Toronto in the race for the best record in the Eastern by routing out Brooklyn 107-87. Kevin Love scored 19 for Cleveland. And Oklahoma City outscored the L.A. Clippers 119-117. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Marysville High baseball team at Rock Creek this afternoon. They defeated St. Mary's in a doubleheader on Monday opening the season. Marysville High track team opened the season at Silver Lake yesterday, and the boys tennis team was at Abilene.
Let's paint the town blue on April 4th at Monday with Mike in Marysville. Former captain, five-time All-Star, and Royals Hall of Fame inductee, Mike Sweeney will use the greatest sport ever played to tell the greatest story ever told. Autographs at 4:30, followed by Mass at 5:30. Mike will give a presentation at 6:30, and then there will be a social and a ballpark dinner after. Mike is a cradle Catholic and loves to share his faith at every opportunity. He remains fully committed to sharing the gospel through athletics and to all fellow believers in Christ. Everyone is invited to St. Gregory's Catholic Church on April 4th, and together we'll paint the town blue.